it? Well, it's sort of a GPS type app. It's quite interesting actually, and I'm going to load it now.
Soundscape. Menu. Button.
Wells Court. Bristol walk around 30 metres.
So we can hear a beacon. And a train. I'm standing at my back door. The door is open. And if I turn... Oh, a bit to the right. Now, we're technically facing where my beacon is set, which is Bristol Walk.
Cambridge Court.
Now, that's, you know, one of those things. I'm going to turn it off now, but...
Bristol Walk, 22 metres, new beacon, button, unmute beacon.
I had forgotten, because I hadn't loaded this app for a few days, that that would happen immediately. Now, I'm not going anywhere today, but I can at least show you a little bit of what this app sounds like and reacts like. So, along the bottom, there are a few buttons. Left.
My location. Button. Around me. Button. Ahead of me. Button.
Three buttons, or is there four?
My location. Around me. Ahead of me.
Yeah, three. Okay. Nice and easy. So if I hit the My Location button, bottom left,
My Location,
what will it say?
Button.
Facing east along Cambridge Avenue, intersection with Manor Mews is 80 metres ahead.
80 metres ahead, eh? And the middle button?
Around me, button.
Around you. Cambridge Court close by. Playground about 25 metres. Bristol Walk about 25 metres. Wilston in Street Marlborough, see cadets about 55 metres.
All right, so we get an idea of stuff around us. And the bottom right...
Ahead of me. Button.
Ahead of you. Cambridge Court, 20 metres. Job Centre, plus 40 metres. Wilston in Street, Marylebone, Sea Cadets, 60 metres. Paris Beauty and Hare, 105 metres. Greyfield Solicitors, 110 metres.
Well, I won't be going there anytime soon. But we get an idea of the stuff that's close to my location. Now I'm going to shut the back door, because it's very cold. And it's locked. Now I'm going to walk to our kitchen. And the reason I'm going to go to our kitchen is because the washing machine's on. And it'll give me some kind of reference when I turn around in the centre of this kitchen and I press one of these buttons.
Wilston in Street, Marlborough, Sea Cadets.
So we're now in the kitchen. I'm facing the cooker. I was facing east before, so what direction am I facing now? Let's see. Ahead of me again.
Ahead of me. Button.
Ahead of you. Playground around 40 metres. Wells Court around 70 metres.
I'm going to turn while she's talking.
Kilburn Park around 110 metres.
Ooh.
Recycling bin around 125 metres.
Facing the washing machine.
Gorefield House around 125 metres.
So as you hear, as I turn, the compass in the phone is telling the app that I've turned.
Bristol will close by.
And you will hear the washing machine moving as well as the woman talking. So it's a 3D audio based app as such. And it gives you points of interest and does an interesting job at it. Now, this is not a scientific, well-documented or formal podcast. You know my style already. I'm just sort of showing you the kinds of things that it can do without leaving my house. Because I have to be in for a plumber today, so I'm not going anywhere, sorry. But it's interesting, and it's free, and if you want to mess with it, you should. Let's go delve into the menus now. Let me walk out of here so that the washing machine isn't gurgling in our ears. And go in the living room a bit.
Menu. Button. Menu. Home. Button.
So the first thing in the menu is home.
Home.
Which is the back button, essentially.
Reference points. Button.
Reference points.
Manage callouts. Button.
Manage callouts.
Help and tutorials.
Help
button.
And tutorials.
Settings. Button.
Settings.
Send feedback.
Set
button.
Feedback.
Send feedback.
And those are all the options in there. You can explore them and you can change the voice as well. I'll show you the male voice by going into settings.
Settings. Check GPS. Back. Setting. General settings. Heading.
And I will find the voice options.
Voice and language. Bluetooth. Voice and language. Voice and language. Setting. Voice. Selected. Female. Male. Button.
Switch to the male voice.
Selected. Male.
How does this sound?
And I'll go back.
Back button. Menu. Button. Around me. Button.
And once again, I'll press one of these buttons. Let's try the My Location button. We'll go back in the kitchen for this one. And face the way that the kitchen door would be on our right.
Facing southwest. Nearest road, Cambridge Avenue, is 30 metres to the left. Wells Court is 10 metres ahead to the right.
So there we are. If I press that and turn at the same time, the information should change. So let's do that again.
My Location button.
Facing southwest. Nearest road, Cambridge Avenue, is 30 metres behind to the left. Wells Court is 5 metres ahead to the right.
And as I turned, as I did that, of course, the information changed as well. So, you can also, in the menu, and I think they ought to make a button on the main screen telling you how accurate the GPS is behaving today. That would be a useful addition to the menu. The one thing that a lot of people have said, and I sort of agree with, is that the reverb is a little too much, and you can do spatial without the reverb being necessary, I think. It would be nice to hear that without all the reverb behind it. But overall, it's a free app, and I'm sure it will improve because the way Seeing AI has done, Microsoft have done a fairly decent job at this, and it can only get better. At the moment, you can only get this in the UK and the US, and there are only two voices to choose from, both of them.
Cambridge Court.
Are UK, not US. None of them are US, which is interesting, considering that Microsoft being a big American company, but that's okay. It is what it is. And there you go, a little bit, very small look at Soundscape from Microsoft. Thanks for listening. See ya.